So we've looked at Satan is real, destroyer. Let's have a look and see what our attitude should be to him. So if we can have James 4:7, please. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will
flee.
What does that mean? He will flee.
Clear off.
That's a good way of putting it. Do you see? He has got no rights over you. He has got no power over you. He's got no authority over you. If your life is submitted to Christ and you resist him, that means in the time of temptation, God provides the escape. You take the escape route. You turn round. Satan's gone. Hallelujah. He has to flee. He has to. I mean, I can't think of anything else. Submit yourselves to God. It doesn't say he might. It doesn't say he should. It doesn't say he'll think about it. It doesn't say give Satan a bit of time. I think it's immediate. If you're in a time of temptation or you're in a time of when you know the enemy's really having a go at you, submit to God in prayer and his word. And he has to go. He has to. You think of Jesus in the wilderness. He went and he comes back. He went and he comes back. But keep on submitting. Keep on resisting. And he will flee from you. Isn't that just good news? I mean, who wants to have the devil on the back all the time? We shouldn't be living as people who are defeated. We shouldn't be living as people where Satan has the upper hand over us. Jesus died and triumphed over him so that we can live in him. We can be rooted and built up in him. We can walk and live in the Spirit. But you know what? In this life, you're going to have suffering. You're going to have problems. You're going to have times of trouble and you're going to have dark times. But in all those times, Christ is with you. And if you live resisting and submitting the enemy, you will triumph because Christ has triumphed. Let's have the next one, please. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the... Is that true? Isn't that true? Oh, I'm not going to try and kid you that walking and living in the Spirit, living a life that submits to God and resisting the devil, living a life that's rooted and built up in him, I'm not going to try and kid you that's easy. I'm not going to say it even comes naturally. It's something you have to do in the Spirit. You read the Psalms, and David quite often says, this is my language. Oh, I'm feeling down. I'm feeling this morning. But I will praise him. I will glorify him. I will lift up his name. Even though I'm feeling dreadful. Even though my enemies are attacking me. Even though I don't know what God is doing. Even though my plans have all disappeared. I will still praise him. Even when everything is going wrong. And yes, sometimes I'm weak. And sometimes I find it so hard and difficult. And sometimes the world is crushing in. Something out of the blue has just come in. And if we're not careful, can defeat us. But we need to say, I will praise him. I will lift up his name. I will magnify the Lord. Magnify. You get the Lord in the proper perspective so that he gets large and whatever's troubling you gets small. I will magnify the Lord because Christ triumphed on the cross. Watch and pray. You know what Christians probably don't do enough of is watching and praying. And then we wonder why the submission and the resisting and the walking and the living becomes hard, because we're not watching and praying. Why are we getting so why is the church getting so deceived? It's not watching and praying and getting in the Word. You know, and even believers seem to want this quick fix. Everything has to be quick these days, doesn't it? They tell me now that TikTok, ever heard of TikTok? TikTok, is it 30 seconds is the average video on it? Because that's the average span that someone can do. We're not used now to watching and praying. And then we wonder why we don't tell the counterfeit from the genuine. We've got an enemy, folks. We need to watch and pray. Next one, please. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish one or two of the darts of the evil one.
Or.
Sorry?
I think it says or.
Oh, let me put my glasses on. Oh, it does. Well, can't one just get through? Can't one just sort of go around the shield and make an impact? Can't one dart do that? Thank you. Isn't that wonderful? The shield of faith in which you can extinguish all. You see, that means he's firing these little darts at you all the time. But if you're walking and living and rooted and resisting and submitting, guess what? They don't get through. They just bounce back. You'd think he'd stop firing them, wouldn't you? But he's thinking, one of these days, one's going to get through. One of these days, they're going to drop the shield and zoom, it'll go in. We mentioned this the other time at bar. I've never understood these people who put on the armour every day. They go through a thing every morning. Never, don't take it off. Because he can fire those darts when you're asleep. You don't take your armour off. Keep it on. Because you need to extinguish all of them. So don't take it off. Because you can live and you can walk and you can be built up. You can be rooted. You can be submitted. You can be resisting. And he goes with his bow and arrow, sulking because nothing happened. He won't be rejoicing because you're walking in him, and he won't be destroying you. He won't be hindering you because you're in Christ and you're safe and you're secure and you're sealed. God, I don't want anyone going home thinking or being frightened of him. You shouldn't be. But you should acknowledge his power, acknowledge his authority, and then say, but I've got the Lord on my side. I belong to him. Next one, please. What have we got? The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may. Isn't this just good? This devil who is real, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy that life. But in Christ, rooted in him, built up in him, living in him, walking in the Spirit, you don't just have a boring life. You've got an adventurous life, an abundant life in him, because you're submitted, you're resisting. Do you get the message? You can live in Christ, and it's victorious. But Satan is real. He is real. But he came to have it more abundantly. You see, there are people who are not believers in Christ. And some believers look at them and think, well, they've got a life. Look at their life. They're successful and they're happy and they're prosperous. But when Jesus says, become fishers of men, he meant you become the bait. They should look at you. And you can have nothing. No riches. You can be sick in bed. And they can look at you and say, They've got Christ and I haven't. They should be able to see Christ in you. Isn't this just good news? There's a reality. Let's have the next one, please. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is what? Isn't that wonderful? I'm trying to get you thinking that this is really good. And that you don't have to feel, oh, the Satan is so powerful. He gets me to do all these things and he's controlling my life. Well, he shouldn't be. Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The Holy Spirit in you, who is the fullness of Christ. I want to say this morning, and I'm going to say, Christians shouldn't be living lives that are defeated by the devil. And if they are, there is a way back. Just go to him. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Satan is real, but he shouldn't be defeating you. Now, there are times when God allows things into your life. Do you know what James says? It's a hard verse, isn't it? Count it all joy when what happens? Trials come. One translation says, count them as friends. But you see, that's how believers in Christ are meant to live. They're not free from problems, but when they happen, they live in by faith and not by sight. Let's have the next one, please. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open chain by triumphing. I believe that means the rulers and authorities. Christ is victorious. You know, when I was a child, we used to sing lots of songs on the victory side. Do you remember that one? I'm on the victory side. Oh, just me. But we used to sing about being on the victory side. Christ defeated the enemy. In this world, you will have trials. You will have tribulations. You will have suffering. You will have difficulties. But be downcast. Be gloomy. Be sad. Please, someone tell me that's not what he said. He said, you'll have all this, but cheer up. Be joyful. Why? Because I've overcome the world. We're on that side. We're on that side. Have we got one more?
Yeah, I've got a few more.
Oh, we've got a few more. Oh, go on then. I thought we'd come to the end. I do not ask you take them. Ah, yes. This is the prayer of Jesus. What did Jesus... You know when Jesus was praying for his people, the church? This is... I do not ask that you take them out of the world... i.e. don't become a hermit. Don't become, you know, some person living up a mountain, thinking that's spiritual. But that you keep them from the evil one. That's the prayer of Jesus. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think the Father hears the prayers of his Son? Yep. Do you think the Father answers the prayer of his Son? So when he prays, keep them from the evil one, do you think the Father heard? Do you think the Father's going to answer? What a prayer that we have the Son of God praying for you and me, that to keep the evil one destroying our lives. Keep the evil one from stealing what God wants us to have. Keep the evil one. And then, I just found that wonderful. That Jesus would pray such a prayer. And as time is rushing, next one. And then this is what we pray. So Jesus prays to the Father, and then we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the... Friends, he's real. So let's watch, let's pray, let's submit, let's resist, and let's pray that we are delivered from the evil one. Now, I personally believe that this is like an outline of daily prayer. And if we're going through difficulties and problems, we can pray that the evil one, deliver us, Lord. We can pray that because Christ has the victory. Isn't this just wonderful? That we have been delivered, but we need to continually pray that we are delivered from. Jesus prayed the same prayer for us. Next one, please. Oh, that is it. What a good one to end on. What a good one to end. You know, I'm not gonna, I knew I'd run out of time, Luna also asked me next question. Just put question two up. This is her second question. What a question! What a question! We might look at this next week because we don't talk about that enough. And then that actually led a discussion with her parents and that. Well, they're not in hell now, where are? And it led to all kinds of discussions. And then question three. This was her third question. That one she asked me yesterday. And that one I was going to use to wrap everything up together, because he's the reason why there's a hell. He's the reason why the enemy gets the better of us. He's the reason we've all sinned. I might do that next week. But I thought, my granddaughter comes in and asks those questions. I haven't asked my daughter. I've got a feeling that she might have said, go ask granddad. I might be wrong. I've got a feeling she might. But the devil's real. We need to live lives that resist the devil, submit to God, and he will flee. And that's really what I just want us to think this morning. Yes, he can have power, he can have authority, but greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Father, we pray that we would leave this place this morning knowing that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, knowing that we're no longer our own, that we've been purchased by the blood of the Lamb, knowing that we belong to you and that we can walk in the Spirit, that we can walk not by sight but by faith. And Father, we pray that whatever happens in our lives, that you are with us. You don't desert us. You will never forsake us. Nothing can separate us from your love. And therefore we can live and be rooted up in you. Father, we pray by the Holy Spirit for the ability and for the power to live that abundant life. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.